Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey. Join me today as we worship the newborn King here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey on this very first Call to Worship program following Christmas Day. In the background right now, it's Mary Beth Carlson at the piano and a very special arrangement of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. The child has been born. Christmas has come and gone, in a way. But Christmas is always here as long as we have Jesus Christ in our hearts. The Word became flesh. Jesus, the Son of the living God, became a child to live among us and to tell us how much God the Father loves you and me. And then he grew up, and at the age of about 33, he gave his life up as a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Just the same way in the Old Testament, the priest would take a lamb and sacrifice it on an altar to pay the penalty for the sins of the people of Israel. Well, the Bible says that Jesus came once and for all to give his life as a sacrifice for you and for me. That is why this time of the year means so much to us, because after centuries, God finally entered our lives in the form of a baby, just like he had promised years and years ago. In fact, the Bible says that from the beginning of time, the plan of salvation was in God's mind. Jesus willingly left the throne room of heaven, where he was co-equal with God the Father, and he took upon himself the form of a servant, actually the form of a baby first. And he came to this earth to live and to die for the world. He told Nicodemus that if we would just believe in him, we would not perish but have everlasting life. What a wonderful thought that is. Today we're going to have some Christmas music, even though it's following Christmas, and we'll have some other praise and worship music as well as we go through this program. Later I'm going to be sharing some verses from Matthew chapter 1. Remember when Joseph was visited by the angel and was told that his fiancée, the woman who had been pledged to him as his wife, was pregnant? And Joseph thought, well, I'll put her away, I'll divorce her privately, so as not to disgrace her. But then the angel said, Joseph, take Mary as your wife. The child that she is going to give birth to was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, and you are to call his name Jesus, for he is going to save his people from their sins. We're going to be sharing those wonderful verses from Matthew chapter 1 a little later. And our devotional later in the program will be again by Max Licato from his book, When God Came Near, about how God entered into our lives through the birth of Jesus in just a moment of time. And we'll be sharing some thoughts by Max Licato all about that. First, though, let's enter God's presence in the name of the Son of God, Jesus, and ask for his blessing and his anointing on our program today. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your one and only Son to this earth to die for us, and so that we can have a relationship with you today. Father, take great pleasure in our adoration today. Bless the songs and the scripture and the thoughts that we'll share. And if there's someone listening today who has never experienced the gift of Christmas, the joy of knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I pray that the songs that we use today and the thoughts that we share will guide them into your presence, Lord, and that your Holy Spirit might grip their hearts so they might realize how much you love them. Father, thank you for this Christmas time. Thank you for the birthday of the King. Happy birthday, Jesus. We thank you for coming to this earth because of your love for us.
Thank you.
For our scripture today, I want to depart from the Psalms that we normally share during each program and share some verses from Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 24, which speaks about how the angel came to Joseph and told him that he was going to be a stepfather, that the woman he was engaged to marry was going to give birth to the Son of God. Beginning with verse 18 from Matthew chapter 1, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not wish to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
You are Emmanuel, the Son of God from heaven, the Savior of the world. You are Emmanuel, the God who's always with us, the love and never.
King of kings, adore, praise your name. Jesus Christ. Glory and honor and majesty be given to you, Lord Jesus. Given to you, Lord Jesus. Glory and honor and majesty be given to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and honor and majesty be given to you, Lord Jesus. Given to you, Lord Jesus. Glory and honor and majesty be given to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and honor, blessing and praise, all majesty and triumph, now and forevermore. Forever.
Alpha and Omega.
And forever.
Alpha and Omega.
Praise His names. His holy names. Forevermore.
Sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave.
Cherish that beauty.
I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Right now in the background, it's Larry Dalton, piano and orchestra, a medley of songs, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, and No Other Name. And before that, we heard from Damaris Caubaugh and her songs, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, The Beautiful Name, and Cherish That Name. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today on this last Sunday of this year. Thank you so much for joining us all year long for Call to Worship. And I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help. This year it's been real slow, income-wise, and I just want to say thank you for praying and, when you're able, your contribution for Call to Worship. It's been very, very helpful. Now, I don't know whether we're going to end this year in the black, but it's still time to get your year-end gift if you could write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can give right online at www.calltoworship.us. There's a place that you can click on that for giving online. I do it that way, I know. Makes it a lot easier. And there's some other things on the website, including the program. This program is aired every week on Call to Worship on our website at www.calltoworship.us. And for those of you who don't have stations in your area to carry Call to Worship, this website is a wonderful gift for you to listen to Call to Worship. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to share a devotional called Just a Moment. We've used this in the past a couple of years, I think probably 2 years ago. It's by Max Licato from his book, When God Came Near. But this little devotional by Max Licato from his book, When God Came Near, reminds us that it did happen in just a moment. It all happened in a moment, a most remarkable moment. For that little segment of time, a spectacular thing occurred. God became a man. The omnipotent, in one instant, made himself breakable. God had come near. For 33 years, he would feel everything you and I have ever felt. He felt weak. He grew weary. He was afraid of failure. It all happened in a moment. A most remarkable moment. The Word became flesh. The first moment of transformation went unnoticed by the world. But you can believe that the second one won't. The next time you use the phrase, just a moment, remember that that's all the time it would take to change this world. The little devotional by Max Licato called Just a Moment will be our devotional today here on A Call to Worship a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's get back to Larry Dalton with his piano and orchestra as we wind up this song, No Other Name.
To the Virgin Mary, heralded by choirs of angels, name of him who came to save his people from their sins. What a beautiful name, a wonderful name. What a beautiful, wonderful name is Jesus. Yes, there's some about that name.
There's just something about that name, that beautiful name. The voice of Bert Kettinger singing for us today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And now in this first Call to Worship program following Christmas Day, I would like to share some thoughts by Max Licato from his book When God Came Near, published by Multnomah Press, about how Jesus Christ entered our world in just a moment. It all happened in a moment, a most remarkable moment. And as moments go, that one appeared no different than any other. It was preceded and succeeded by others just like it. It was one of the countless moments that have marked time since eternity became measurable. But in reality, that particular moment was like none other. For through that segment of time, that special moment, a spectacular thing occurred. God became a man. While the creatures of earth walked unaware, divinity arrived. Heaven opened herself and placed her most precious one in a human womb. The Omnipotent, in one instant, made himself breakable. He who had been spirit became pierceable. He who was larger than the universe became an embryo. And he who sustains the world with a word chose to be dependent upon the nourishment of a young girl. God as a baby. Holiness sleeping in a womb. The creator of life being created himself. God was given eyebrows and elbows and two kidneys and a spleen. God had come near. He came not as a flash of light or as unapproachable conqueror, but as one whose first cries were heard by a peasant girl and a sleepy carpenter. The hands that held him were unmanicured, calloused, and dirty. No silk, no ivory, no hype, no party, no hoopla, except by the angels. And were it not for the shepherds, there would have been no reception. And were it not for a group of stargazers, there would have been no gifts. Angels watched as Mary changed God's diaper. The universe watched with wonder as the Almighty learned to walk. Children played in the street with him. And for 33 years, he would feel everything that you and I ever felt. He felt weak. He grew weary. He was afraid of failure, and his feet got tired and his head ached. Wipe the sweat out of his eyes, pretend he never snored or blew his nose or hit his thumb with a hammer. And to think of Jesus in such a light is, well, it seems almost irreverent, doesn't it? It's not something we like to do. It's uncomfortable. It's much easier to keep the humanity out of the incarnation. There is something about keeping him divine that keeps him distant and packaged and predictable. But don't do it. For heaven's sake, don't do it. Let him be as human as he intended to be. Let him into the muck and mire of your world. For only if you let him in can he pull you out. Listen to him. He said, "Love your neighbor." That was spoken by a man whose neighbors tried to kill him. The challenge to leave family for gospel was issued by one who kissed his mother goodbye in the doorway. "Pray for those who persecute you," came from the lips that would soon be begging God to forgive his murderers. "I am with you always," are the words of a God who in one instant did the impossible to make it all possible for you and for me. You see, it all happened in a moment, in one moment, a most remarkable moment. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now there will be another. The world will see another instantaneous transformation. You see, in becoming man, God made it possible for man to see God and to have a relationship with him. When Jesus went home, he left the back door open. And as a result, when he comes again, the Bible says we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The first moment of transformation went unnoticed by the world. But you can bet that the second one won't. The next time that you use the phrase, "just a moment," remember that that's all the time it will take to change the world when he comes again. Heavenly Father, thank you for coming into this world as a baby and for growing up among us and teaching us how much you love us. And thank you, Father, for giving your Son to die on the cross of Calvary so that we may have this relationship with you today and really know the meaning of Christmas. It's not Christmas gifts for each other. It's the indescribable gift that you gave to this world when you entered into it as a baby, who came for the express purpose of dying for me and for the whole world because of your great love. Truly, that birth happened in a moment, but that moment can change all of eternity for those who place their trust in you.
One quiet moment in the star-clustered night, two weary travelers knew an end was in sight. So the soon-to-be mother grasped her husband's strong hands and paused to remember where the journey began. 9 months of yearning, filled with joy and with pain. He almost had left her, but then chose to remain. Close by the woman he had not even kissed, who would bear him a son that would never be his. And in one quiet moment, a woman and man accepted the part they would have in God's plan, to give up this glory and be born. Sun, taking walks through the hillside and watching him run. And some days the fingers that had fashioned the stars would reach out to hold them when the walk was too far. They wrestled with knowing that his life would bring change. Their friends would grow distant and shun them estranged, though they tried not to think it. In their hearts they were sure that their baby was destined to die for the world.
To God.
this one quiet moment, in this one quiet moment, one quiet moment.
The music of GLAAD and the song entitled One Quiet Moment. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today on this last call to worship for this year. And I want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship program is available for you every week here on www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Discovery Singers and their song entitled Let the Earth Rejoice. Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you next week for another time of worship and praise on A Call to Worship.